The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go! Yeah! For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, y'all. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
All right. Good afternoon, good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. This is the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's Coach's Corner. You know, I tell you what, tonight is a great night. I know everybody's rushing home because you're wanting to catch the championship game on CBS tonight to watch the NCAA to see who's going to be crowned national champions. Just let me save you some time. The winner's going to be Kentucky. I'm telling you, it's going to be a massacre. Everybody's thinking that possibly Kansas can pull off an upset. No. That's not going to happen. That's my pick, man. My pick right now is Kentucky, and that's been my pick from the beginning of the tournament. And you know, I have to address this because yesterday or 2 days ago or so, I was called out on Twitter about our Coach's Corner bracket challenge with Arizona Varsity by John Perryman. Yeah, John, I lost this year, man. I lost. I was not the top pick. You were, buddy. Good job. But I don't think you picked the same champion I picked. We'll have to look at that again. I don't know. We'll see. See if your team is still standing. So congratulations to John Perryman for I don't know if you won it yet or not. I know right now you're in first place, and I know that Scott's also in second place. So, congratulations to you guys. I did make a strong comeback towards the end, and I pulled up to number four. But you know what they say. Fourth is the loser still. So, you know, hey, I lost this year. And I think he called me out because I was complaining, because last year I was in a coach's bracket challenge with some folks, and should have been $120 cash. And, you know, I won that thing and never saw a dime from it. I don't know what happened to that money. It just kind of evaporated. Maybe it went to somebody's recreational fund. I don't know, but I didn't see it when I should have. Anyways, so we'll talk about the Final Four and how that all shaped up. Next week we'll try and get somebody on to talk about that, one of the college experts, and talk about how that looks. And I know a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, Kentucky might win, but what happens when that title has to get vacated? Hey, I don't know. I didn't say it. There's been people talking about it, though. Anyways, we're going to talk about coaching today. We've got a lot of coaching changes going on across the valley. You've seen the jobs open up, and we've talked about the jobs. You got Basha, you have La Jolla, you have Rancho Solano open, which, by the way, Matt Harris, a really good friend of mine, the AD over at Rancho Solano, we're going to bring him on the show. He's going to talk about his job and the opening and the opportunity that school's offering to a coach to take over and kind of take it to the next level. Also, Mountain Point job. We've got breaking news on that. Obviously, everybody knows Coach Aaron Windler got that job. We're going to have him on the show, and he's going to talk about the steps he's going to take to bring the Pride to the next level and take them to the state tournament like he did with Chaparral over the last several years. And we're going to also talk to Coach Lefebvre, who left one school looking for a coach as he stepped into a new job to take over a school that's been struggling of late. And so we're going to bring him on, talk to him. Also, we got a drop-in guest, man. You know what? You never know what happens. Living so close to the airport, people fly in and fly out. We got a guy who showed up today and, flew in this, last week. He's kind of been hanging out, chilling. And, he's no longer coaching at the high school level, but he's a former high school coach here in the Valley. And we're going to talk about him and where he's been and what's going on for him back in the big, dirty Detroit, Michigan. So we'll bring in a guest, a friend of mine who's been on the show before, Sean Lively, and we'll talk to him about what he's up to. Now, let's bring on our first guest, who is now the new head coach at La Jolla Community High School, Coach Roger Lefebvre. Coach, you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Coach. Hey, congratulations first off on your appointment for the La Jolla Community High School job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We're very excited. My staff and I, we're excited to get started.
You know, Coach, a lot of people there's a buzz going on about you taking that job over there because, you know, the school's been struggling for a couple years now. It's been 1 or 2 years, I think, that they've come out of the seasons with only one win. This year they were 1-20. Last year they had 2 wins. So 3-46 or 3-44 the last 2 years. So people are pretty excited because what you can do with basketball programs. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, first let's talk about where you've come from so people who don't know you get a chance to know you. Tell us a little bit about your coaching background.
Okay, well, I started coaching. I was a assistant at my alma mater, New England College, for 2 years. And then I went to Grand Canyon University. I was at Grand Canyon on the coach Nathan McCrary for 6 years. And I tell you what, Coach Mack is a phenomenal human being. And to be honest, that's where I learned everything from him. He's, you know, and it's more about the kids and it's more about people than about the X's and O's. And he taught me a lot on that. Then I was an assistant at Clark College in Iowa. I was the head women's basketball coach at Salem Pekeo University in West Virginia. Here in the Valley, I was the athletic director of Borgate Catholic High School, the head basketball coach at Collison for 6 years, building that program. Our last 3 years, we won 70% of our games and went to the quarterfinals all 3 years, in 5A2. And then I took over Cactus, 2 years ago, and now I'm coming back home, as I say. I'm back to Collison Union High School District, looking forward to come back on the other side of the track.
Okay. So, Coach, let's talk a little bit about, you know, you're leaving the Cactus program. You had started to kind of build a little something there. You got some momentum going there. So somebody's going to step into a situation where they can continue to try and build there. And let's talk a little bit about where you're going. Now, this is a program you're going to take over here, La Jolla Community. You're going to have to build this from scratch.
That's what people say. I think it's a lot better than what people think. There's a tremendous athletes at La Jolla. There's tremendous kids at La Jolla, hardworking kids, and they have some talent. They have some talent that did not play last year in the school, and they have a lot of talent that can be we're gonna get the most out of them. I know that. So I think it's a lot better than what a lot of people think. I know it's. You know, it is exciting for us, put it that way. Our staff is extremely excited because we know what can happen there.
Okay, so let's talk about your staff a little bit, Coach, if you don't mind.
Let's tell
us a little bit about who you're taking over to La Jolla Community with you.
I have all three of my coaches coming with me. Glenn Ellis has been with me. Glenn has been my JV coach. He's been with me since, he's been with me for 5 years. He came with me to Cactus from Collison. He's a graduate. I believe it was 2001 graduate of Westview. So he's a West Side Collison District guy. What a tremendous young coach. He's a good Christian guy, and we're looking forward to working together again and. You know, again, coming back to the district that we left, and we're excited to do that. I also have James Nervous. James Nervous is a varsity assistant. He was my first year this year with me. James is from Texas. He actually coached in the Buckeye District. I think he was an assistant at Buckeye. He was a head coach at Tonopah for a year. So James brings a lot of knowledge and a lot of innovations, innovative stuff that he comes to our program with, and he's going to do a lot of good things for us this year, again, like he did last year. And then Jeff Steger, he's from Orlando, Florida, and Jeff was my freshman coach this year, and he's coming along again. So we're looking forward to it. We have a solid staff there that's coming, and we're just going to build from there. And the good thing is we're all on the same page. We all have the same motivation and it comes down to us working together. It's not a one-man show. Trust me, you'll never hear me say me. It's all about us and our staff and what we do.
Okay. So now, Coach, here's some things. Let's talk real quick, because I know that you've got a lot going on, and I know today was the first day you got a chance to meet the players. And have you met with the parents yet?
No. Thursday we're going to do that.
We're going to
meet with the parents and players on Thursday. We're going to get an announcement out tomorrow. We actually, because when I get over there today, the announcement they already had their announcement. So we're going to get an announcement out tomorrow. We're going to meet parents. Players, we're going to get everything together, and we have our whole spring and summer set up. We're ready to, you know, really hit the ground running. We're about to hit the ground running and just implement what we're about. And again, it comes down to the quality of person that we have. Our student athletes will be great kids, great students, and great for the community. And then the basketball will all take care of itself. And that formula has worked for us at Tolleson, and it's going to continue to work every place, everything that we do and what we do.
Okay, so now let's give the parents and some of the fans of the Fighting Lobos a peek at the system that they're getting ready to get implemented into their program with you taking the reins. Let's talk about how you plan on changing this program around. What are some of the things you're going to do? How's your team going to play? You know, what are they looking at style of ball-wise?
Well, we first and foremost, and unfortunately, and I think a lot of us basketball coaches know it, basketball players are allergic to the weight room, and we got to get them immune to the weight room. We got to get them in the weight room, and that's where it starts. We got to get strength and speed, and so we're gonna, you know, the weight room is gonna be a huge component for us. We're gonna hit that hard right from the get go. Our style, you know, we are a dribble drive team. We're a pressing team. That's what we have done in the past. But again, we're going to adapt to the players that we have too. I mean, I'm not a system guy now. Do I like the way we play? And I like how we do things. I love the dribble drive. Absolutely. And we're going to do that. But I also will adapt to the players that I have too. I'm not so hard headed to think that I can, have a style for something that doesn't work.
Right. Okay. Okay.
But we will press. We'll press the entire game. We will run and gun. We will shoot a lot of threes. We will attack the rim. It's an exciting type of basketball. I think, they will be excited. I think they, talking with the kids today, they are excited because, they did play against my former assistant, Sierra Linda, Coach Ramon Marks, who's a heck of a coach also. He's done a tremendous job there. And we run the same thing. We run the same system. We run the same type of program. And so I think the kids are pretty excited about that, and we're ready to get started with them.
Okay, well, when we come back, cut to a break real quick, but when we come back, Coach, I want to discuss with you your schedule, because in looking at the schedule, I know that this is the first year of a 2-year block with the whole new division set up and the AI computerized scheduling. And tournaments-wise, I don't know if you're committed to those tournaments that are in there, the Arrowhead Desert Classic, and I think, was that the only one?
Yeah, I think that's the only one they
have. That's the only one. So we'll talk a little bit more about your schedule and everything when we come back from break. Okay?
Sure.
All right, great.
Sure.
This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. Right now we're talking with Coach Roger Lefebvre of La Jolla Community Prep. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear more after these messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Tune in to a show about making a comeback and what really goes on behind the scenes with your favorite athletes and beyond. Listen for The Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. A lot of people believe what they read on the internet, hear and see in the media, and on the news. We're going to give our guests a chance to tell the real story without the extra hype. It's not just sports, although that will be a focal point of the program. We'll also look at the world of celebrities, music, modeling, and more. Listen every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional. Take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Lovely, and right now we are interviewing Coach Roger Lefebvre of La Jolla Community High School, the new head coach there, who left Cactus this year to take the job just this last week. And so what we're going to do is we're going to bring him back on, and we're going to talk a little bit about your schedule, Coach. And looking at your schedule this year, you know, the whole division change and the way that the AIA did the computerized scheduling, you know, you've got a pretty interesting schedule. You open up this next season with Copper Canyon. You've got Sierra Linda on the schedule a couple times, Peoria. And then you go into the Thanksgiving Day tournament, the Arrowhead Desert Classic tournament, where last year they met up with St. Mary's Liberty and St. Mary's Liberty and it looks like Sierra again. So that's three times they played Sierra, four times I think I saw on the schedule. Wow. So you're going to see your former assistant several times this next year, Coach.
Yes, I am. It's going to be like watching ourselves in the mirror.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your schedule. First off, I want to get your opinion on the new divisional setup and the computerized ranking or the computerized scheduling.
I'm not a huge fan of that. You know, as the Arizona Basketball Coaches Association Division II rep, I've expressed my displeasure with the scheduling setup. I just don't think they've done a good job with it. That's just my opinion. I think a lot of coaches have that same opinion. But you know, the bottom line is you gotta execute, you gotta get on the court, and you just gotta win. You can't complain about what you can't control. And that's, you know, that's something that we will teach our players. Certain things you can't control, and you gotta get to the next play. So the schedule is challenging. You know, it's a challenging schedule. You got Sierra Linda, you know, in the quarterfinals this year. They do a great job, and I think they're going to be better this year. I was fortunate enough to go over there right before they played in the tournament. Coach Mox had me come over and kind of look at things for her, you know, as a outside of point of view and outside eyes, and so that was, you know. It was kind of a good sneak preview for me, actually.
That's what I was going to say. I bet he's kicking himself now.
Yeah, I know. Huh? But we, you know, they're going to be better next year. Right? There's no doubt. Liberty, you know, Coach Wood does a phenomenal job at Liberty with what he does every year. You know, obviously Peoria, you know, if we end up playing them. I don't think they're on the schedule other than the Desert Classic, but, you know, knowing our luck, but they got to reload also. They lose 10 seniors. Them and Yonkers, you know, they're very athletic, and Fairfax, obviously, their history. So it's a good, I mean, the bottom line is if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And, you know, that's the idea we're selling. We gotta have our faith and trust in each other, and we're gonna get after it.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, you know, the process you took in getting this job, Coach. I know that these jobs that have been opened up, I think there's six or seven jobs that have been opened up. And man, I tell you what, I know the applicants are pouring in like crazy. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Matt Harris, the AD over at Rancho Solano, and he said he got 60 to 70 applications, and half of them were from out of state. So I'm sure you were up a stiff competition. So let's talk about the process that they went through to choose their coach.
Well, I'm excited because, you know, La Jolla has a tremendous administration. I mean, tremendous administration. There's a new young athletic director, Remigio Gordillo, who's, he's just innovative. You know, he's trying to get things done. He sees the talent. He sees, and he's a former coach also. He actually coached at La Jolla as an assistant several years ago. So I think that, him there and me through our battles with Tolleson helped me, but he really is an innovator. I think he's going to be a tremendous administrator and a tremendous athletic director, and that's key. As a coach you have to have support. You have to have support from the athletic director. You have to have support from your system principals, and that's important. And I was fortunate enough to have tremendous administrators in my class, so I'm excited about this here because they're just good people. They understand what you're going through and what you're doing.
So now, a lot of people, I don't know how many people have been out there, but I'm going to tell you what, I was out there 2 years ago, I guess it was 4 or 5 years ago now, with my Arcadia teams, and that is a gorgeous facility.
Oh, it's incredible. That they don't, that's another thing. I mean, the three full court gyms, and they're redoing the floor again this year. They take care of the facilities. You have a great Mr. Quinones, a great equipment manager there. So we're excited about him. I mean, he works with you. He gives you your freedom because everyone treats each other like professionals, which, I'm sure there's some coaches that can get on here and tell you that, sometimes you're not treated as a professional, but it's exciting because they are professionals and they treat you like a professional. And, so the facilities are great. The administration is great. It's a diamond in the rough. I mean, it's the same thing when I went to Tolleson. I felt there was a diamond in the rough. And when I first got there, people were, naysaying it and all this. And, I knew that when my freshmen became seniors, good things would happen. And that's when we won the region. That's when we, started, really taking care of things.
Well,
I see it a little differently at La Jolla. I see it happen a little quicker.
Well, I was just getting ready to say, Coach, I know that the administration's excited to have you on board, and I know they saw in you, the leadership that they're looking for, and any of us who have followed, anybody who's followed high school basketball in the state over the last 3, 4, 5 years has seen a great amount of leadership come from you and all the programs that you've been in. So La Jolla, I'm expecting La Jolla to turn that program around. I'm expecting that to be turned around here in the next 2 years, Coach.
We're excited. I think, there's a solid base of young kids who kind of got thrown in the fire a little bit, a little bit early, but, that's all right. They're going to be good. Kayvon Dobson, and that kid's solid. I mean, he's 6'4" and he's a man child as a freshman, and he has huge feet. So I'm hoping to, see him grow a few more inches. He's a tough kid, and he reminds me of when we got Stacey Davis as a freshman. That's what he reminds me of. Is he going to turn out that way? I don't know, but we're gonna give him every opportunity to, and we're gonna help him develop and become a solid player within our system. And we're excited about that. There's just some tough kids there, and that's what I like about it. They're tough kids.
Coach, let me ask you this question.
They're willing to work, and we're ready to, and I think they're thirsting for that. I think that they're really thirsting to get after it.
So, Coach, let me ask you a question real quick about the community. Is there a big community support for the Lobos program there?
I think there's going to be if there's not. I know that. We have a solid we have a solid feeder school system, and my job is to get in there and get the community involved, get the community involved with our summer camps, and get the community involved with our coaches clinic, which I'd like to, you know, we're going to plug that right now a little bit. We're bringing in Coach Ty Amundson and myself, bringing in Vance Wahlberg on the 21st of April for a coaches clinic, all-day coaches clinic. He's going to do the dribble drive in the morning. I think he's going to do his press in the afternoon. So we're bringing things to the community. We're going to bring things and get things excited. Like I said, our summer camps and our coaches clinic. But the more importantly, and this is what we did at Tallis and this is what we did at Cactus, you know, we're going to, you know, unfortunately we take as athletes, as coaches, we take, and we want, you know, smoke blown at us. But our program, we give, and we're going to get into the community and give. You know, every year we do adopt a family for Christmas. Every year we do something for Thanksgiving. When I was at Tallis, we did the, Dr. Landis, Thanksgiving dinner for the community. We got in there on Thanksgiving Day at 6 a.m. and, helped set up and work that as a team. So we're going to support our community. First and foremost, and we're going to make them proud of us as people first. And once they know the quality of human beings that we have, they're going to support anything we do on the court. And once they see that, it's just going to all fit together. It's, you know, it's a nice little puzzle.
So, Coach, when this clinic takes place, it's April 21st, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so when this clinic takes place, let's schedule it so that, you know, we can get out there and take some pictures with Coach and kind of talk about it, talk to coaches who are there, find out, you know, what did they get from it, and then maybe even have him on that Monday before to promote the clinic for you. How about that?
That'd be phenomenal. That'd be great.
Okay, you and I'll talk offline and we'll make that happen. I'll help you promote that up.
That sounds great.
Okay. And, Coach, we got a caller online that wants to ask you a couple questions. I'm going to welcome to the show John Perryman from Arizona Varsity. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, man, considering that you're beating me up in the March Madness poll, man.
Oh, I crushed you, but I wanted to just call in and wish Roger the very best and congratulate him.
Thank you. Thank you, John. I appreciate all your support over the years, and you know, we're just real excited. Some people, you know, they have the so-called glitter glam jobs that are out there and all this. Well, you know, I think it's big time wherever you're at, and I think La Jolla is that diamond in the rough, and we're going to make it big time.
Well, yeah, I do have a few questions. You know, I've been following you for the last several years. Thought you did a great job at Tallison, and kind of got to know you on a personal level and kind of understood why the change was made to Cactus, and actually know enough about why you made the change to La Jolla and how exciting you are. But, you know, La Jolla's just never really cracked anything as far as the major sports go. And I'm just wondering, you know, I know Coach Lovely put the heat on you to turn it around and get something done in 2 years, but do you think you can do it that fast, or is it probably more of a 3 to 5 years?
I think we can do it pretty quickly. I'm not going to, never say never, never say always, you know. But here's the thing. There is talent there. There is talent in the feeder schools. We just got to keep those kids coming to La Jolla. Bottom line, we got to keep those kids. They got to know that this is an exciting type of basketball, and they're going to be excited to be there. You know, La Jolla has lost some kids. The kid lived right around the corner was Ty Emerson's point guard that ran the dribble drive. He was the key for their, I think one of the biggest keys for their success in winning state championships. So our key is to keep those kids coming to us. And that's exciting for us because we want to be a part of that community, and that's the biggest that's where you keep your success. You know, you be a part of that community. You don't, you know, you keep everyone there. You get them excited about what's going on there, and you support one another. You support the football team. They have a new football coach, Coach Mitchell. So we're excited about him. But you know, I've never had the football team on my basketball schedule, so we don't compete. We're all fighting lobos, and we're all going to be on the same page, moving the school forward in the major sports.
Okay, John, did you have any more questions?
No, I just wanted to chime in and congratulate Roger on everything. I know he's excited about it. I have seen his young kid, and the freshman is going to be a player to reckon with. He's a big load. So, you know, best of luck to you, Coach.
Okay. Hey, John.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Hey, John, hold on, because I know you're going to have questions for our next guest. But I want to ask one more question of you, Coach Lefebvre. With the fact, I mean, if you look at the climate that's taken place, the climate change that's taken place over the last 6, 7, maybe 10 years in high school sports, and you see that typically coaches have that 3-year clock, man. You get the job, and it's a honeymoon period for the first year, and then that clock starts to accelerate. You know, do you see, I mean, I've noticed it. It's been about a 3-year window.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you approach a job like La Jolla when you know you have to rebuild? Because I went through a similar thing over at Highland. How do you approach a job like La Jolla when you know you have to rebuild, but you also know in the back of your mind that clock is ticking?
I think it's all about enthusiasm for what you do. Everyone will feed off of that. You know, and when you have the support of your administration, which I feel I have, you know, you can do wonders. I had it when I was at Tolleson, and, you know, you talk about that 3-year window. We weren't that successful that first 3 years, you know, but they knew what, they saw what our vision, they saw our mission, they saw where we were going, and that's what you have to sell, right away, and that's what they have to, you know, believe, they gotta believe in you, and I think I have that belief in them, because all those administrators saw what we did at Tolleson. They, you know, they saw that vision there, and they believe they have the same, from the same district, the same type of kids, the same type of program, and they want to take it in that direction just the way we did at Tolleson.
All right. All right, Coach. Hey, thanks a lot, and congratulations again, and I'm glad you were able to join us. You and I need to touch base offline so we can talk about the clinic and help you promote that.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
All right. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Lovely. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Aaron Windler, new head coach at Mountain Point High School. We'll see what he can do with the Pride. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Lovely. We'll be back after these messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter, formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Do you feel the need for speed? Whatever your addiction, NASCAR, IndyCar, NHRA, Formula One, or even lawnmower racing, Pit Pass USA has got you covered. Larry Henry here, host of Pit Pass USA. I put my 30-plus years of being a motorsports broadcaster to work to bring you not only the best guests, but also the most interesting guests in racing. Pit Pass USA with Larry Henry, your front row seat to the world of racing. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. Be there or get a DNF.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm Coach Scott Lovely, and right now we're joined by a very good friend of mine, Aaron Wendler, the newly appointed head coach of the Mountain Point Pride. Welcome to the show, Coach.
Thanks a lot. Good to be back.
Hey, man, you know, it's been a long road for you this year, you know, sitting out, you know, watching everything this year. And, you know, but you got to have a good time this year with Eli, your son, and enjoying some things going on the side. But now you're back on the sidelines, buddy. Back to work.
I'm excited. Actually, just left Mountain Point High School. Got a tour of the facilities with the principal and athletic director, Bruce Kipper and Ian Moses. And met a couple of the players. I'll meet all of the players tomorrow, and I'm excited, ready to go.
Okay, good deal. Now, Coach, let's talk a little bit about this journey, because I know there was a lot of applicants for that job. You know, there's been a ton of people going after these jobs. There's like 7 jobs that are open or 8 jobs that are open. You know, I know that there's been a lot of competition. Let's talk about the process in going for this job.
Well, I was told there were as many as 80 applicants, 9 states, professional coach from Europe. So, you know, I consider myself very, very fortunate. I'm sure there were some phenomenal candidates. I do know a few of them. A couple of them I'm pretty close to. And it was one of those things when I saw that it was open, I immediately sent the athletic director and the principal an email and just said that I was interested. And the principal got back to me right away, and it seemed to be like I was on a pretty short list from the get-go, and that felt very good.
Well, good. Okay, so now let's talk about this, because, I mean, you're getting ready to take this program over for Brian Fleming, who stepped down this year, and Brian's done a pretty decent job with the program over the years and has built a pretty solid following for the Pride. Now let's talk about how you plan on taking the program to the next level.
Well, we're just going to be really active, active with the feeder schools, active with our summer program, and just trying to set expectations right away with our student athletes on what we expect, not only in the classroom, but on the court, in the weight room. You know, it's going to continue to build on the things that I did at Coronado and at Chaparral, where I felt like we had a good deal of success. And the most important thing is getting these new guys to buy into our program and what we're trying to do. And we want to set a lot of goals. And hopefully these kids will get excited about the kind of goals that we're going to set.
Okay. So let's talk about your system a little bit, because your system has put you in the Final Four 3 out of the past 4 years over at Chaparral, didn't it? Isn't that right?
Well, yeah, the 3 years that I was at Chaparral, we made the Final Four the last 2 years, state runner-up. And so, you know, we run a disciplined program. I ask a lot out of our student athletes. Want them to work extremely hard. We try to run it as close to a college program as we possibly can. In terms of offense and defense, you know, I've always been a guy that it's based on what we have. And going into Mountain Point, I think we're going to have some opportunities that maybe I didn't have at Coronado and Chaparral, in terms of some things that we can do. So I'm really excited about maybe stepping out of some of the boundaries that I've had being a high school coach.
Now, you've got some high basketball IQ players I know over there. I know Austin Witherell is a very good basketball player. He's the younger brother of Nick Witherell, who's over at Grand Canyon University. And let's talk about some of the kids that that you know are on the roster or have been on the roster over at Mountain Point.
Well, the leading scorer from last year's team, Kyrie Holloway, returns. I've heard great things about him. I know he can score the basketball. And so he's a kid that has garnered some Division I interest. So, you know, very pleased about that. Austin Witherell, who was the second leading scorer on last year's team, returns, a kid that can really shoot the ball. Again, a very high basketball IQ. You got a kid like Jaylen Brown, who is a football, probably a football first kid. But I've just been told by many different people that he is a freak athlete. I just actually met Trey Campbell in the parking lot at Mountain Point, another kid that, although he's a little undersized in terms of he's about 6'2", but plays a lot bigger than that. I know he guarded a lot of the centers of the opposing teams last year for Coach Fleming. And then if you can keep a couple of the football kids, a kid like Kenny Lacy, who's got numerous Division I football offers. You know, I've heard some comparisons between you know, the Corona team of last year and possibly the Mountain Point next year's team. And, you know, I'm not sure if that's an accurate statement or not, but, I can tell you I'm looking very forward to what I do have in the cupboard. The cupboard is full.
Okay. And now, so coach, let's talk a little bit about your schedule, because I was looking at your schedule, and you and I've talked a little bit in the past on the show about the AIA division breakup and how they've set it up for the computerized scheduling. I'm looking at your schedule here, man. You got McClintock, Brophy College Prep, Marcos Deniza, Maricopa, Centennial, Deer Valley, Horizon, Gar, but that was in the visitmesa.com tournament. And let's talk about tournaments, because you left Chaparral and you were actually going to be in the visitmesa.com tournament this next season, correct?
Yeah, and I talked to Mark Beasley over the weekend. Mountain Point will be in the Visit Mesa Basketball Challenge again.
Okay.
In December, and then in the interview on Thursday, I inquired about another tournament, and I was told by the principal athletic director that they are looking to go out of state, and that actually Coach Fleming is still working on. And something I hope to work with him on is getting an out-of-state tournament for that other tournament.
Okay. All right. So those are your two tournaments are going to be set. Now let's talk a little bit about your schedule. I mean, there's no games here that I'm looking at that are days that, okay, we can, you know, chalk this up as a win right away. And then, as a matter of fact, Chaparral was on the schedule for the Visit Mesa. I was going to say, you get to face up against your old squad, possibly.
Yeah, it's that's... You know, that's a possibility at the Visit Mesa, but yeah, the schedule for Mountain Point last year was definitely not a cupcake schedule by any means. Playing Corona, playing Desert Vista, playing Brophy. But, you know, that's something that, you know, those are the kind of games that turns your stomach a little bit and gets you nervous, and to me that's a great thing. If you want to be one of the better teams in the state, you gotta play the better teams in the state.
I know we've got somebody on hold right now that would love to ask you a couple questions, so I'm going to bring on John Perryman from ArizonaVarsity.com. Hey, John, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
How you doing, Coach?
Good. How are you, John?
Good. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
I guess my first question would be, have you lost it, man? You're going from Nordelt to the Tukey?
No, to me it was a unique situation. I think I bonded with Principal Kipper and the athletic director Ian Moses very, very quickly, and just felt like a very, very good decision and a great opportunity to be, you know, successful year in and year out if we work hard. And that's never been an issue for me or for my coaching staff or for my players. So
yeah, I'm just pulling your chain a little bit.
I know you are. I expect it.
If you can get through Chaparral for 3 years and then come on out to Ahwatukee and get it done out there, you will be absolutely nuclear hardened as a coach.
So, Coach, let me ask you a question. Are you going to be teaching at Mountain Point?
I will, and that was another thing that was extremely important to me. In a couple of pre-interview conversations with Mr. Kipper, I did specify that I was looking for a part-time teaching position so that I could spend a significant amount of time with our two-year-old, and that was something that they were open to. And so I will be teaching in the social studies department, but it'll be on a part-time basis.
Okay, excellent. John, did you have another question?
Well, yeah, and it goes back to what you were commenting on, Coach Windler's, you know, style of coaching, and it's a very disciplined approach, and, you know, some schools that works for and some schools it doesn't. I was just wondering if you have any plans to change your approach over at Mountain Point, or if you want to bring your exact culture that you've established over the past over there, if you're looking to do things slightly different with different players, or how, if you've even considered that.
Well, in terms of our culture, we're definitely going to bring the same culture that I had at Coronado and I had at Chaparral, because I think it works, and I don't think it matters what school you're at in terms of setting expectations and rules and guidelines for your players. In terms of style of play, you know, I've not really had a team before where I felt like we could guard full court. I think this is a team where we could probably do that. But I also think this is a team that you can play man-to-man and really get out and defend. I also think it's a team where you can play some zone and be like a Baylor team or a Louisville team where, because you're long and you're athletic, it makes it extremely difficult for teams to get anything but perimeter shots. So
yeah,
you've got some athletes over there. You're going to be able to mix it up a little. And offensively, you know, I need to get a better look at the kids. I had a great talk with Coach Fleming today, and going to try to get some game tape and watch all the games from this past season. And we're going to try to implement a system that is going to benefit all of our guys. I'm not going to just say, this is what we run and this is what we're going to run it because I'm the coach. I'm going to utilize our strengths and try to put a system in place that will give us our best opportunity to be successful.
Well, good deal.
I know over at Chaparral you had a couple teams that you would consider rivalries, probably Desert Mountain and possibly Saguaro and Pinnacle and Horizon, and you kind of name it, any school around there was always considered a rivalry, but I know for a fact, because I lived it for several years out in Ahwatukee, there's probably nothing better than the rivalry between you guys and Desert Vista, so I think you're in for a real treat on that deal.
No, and that's something that was I brought it up in the interview. The interview committee brought it up in the interview. It was had some conversations before that, and you know those are the games that you need to come out and compete. You need to win if possible. And Scott, you know, Scott and I go back to the Arcadia Coronado days. Where,
I was about to chime in on that too, bro.
For 32 minutes, we weren't very good friends. And you can say the same thing about my first year at Chaparral with Saguaro and then the schools that you mentioned, Desert Mountain, especially the last 2 years I was there.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I, you know what? I want to thank you guys. John, thanks for joining us. And Aaron, you're right, man. I tell you what, this guy is so competitive. He would have chewed my leg off to get a win. You know, even as good of friends as we are, he would have run me over in the parking lot.
Well, that first year you went 3-0, so I had to try to get some sort of revenge the second year.
Yeah, but you know what? It forged our friendship and you know what? It's all good.
And it was great.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And then when we come back, we got a visitor from out of town who's a junior college coach now, a local high school coach that has gone big time in Michigan. Sean Lively is going to join us when we come back from the break. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely. We'll be back in a second.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Are you ready for an old school in your face discussion of professional college and high school football? Tune in for talk on a variety of football-related topics on the program From Under the Helmet with Derek Kennard.
You'll hear the week's headlines and straight talk from the hosts and weekly guests that are personal and provocative.
From Under the Helmet is broadcast every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Ready for in-your-face sports? Want to talk about the topics that nobody else is willing to talk about, either because they're too scared to touch them or just don't think it's the way to go? You're not going to be shy here. Tune in to Here's the Deal with Mega and Steel, featuring Ike Mega Griffin and Sydney Steel Justice. We've got the facts to back up the talk and invite you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, just before the weekend on the Voice America Sports Channel. We tell it like it is.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. Hey, real quick, before we go to our next guest, you know, I was reading, you know, it's so funny, this past week everybody's been talking about the lottery. It was, you know, you saw the number climbing on the billboards, and finally the Mega Millions lottery hit $656 million this past Friday night, and man, everybody was watching and waiting to have their number called. Well, in Maryland, there was a ticket that was, the winner had a ticket in Maryland, and her name was Merlande Wilson, who's 37 years old. She works at a McDonald's. I wonder if she works there still. She works at a McDonald's. She won the $650 million Mega Millions drawing. But there's some controversy because evidently she participated in a work pool that also was buying tickets, and she was the ticket holders. So the fellow employees are saying, hey, wait, how do we know that that's a ticket that you bought, not a ticket that we bought in a pool? And she's like saying, no, I bought this outside of it. So, you know, interesting thing about getting in those pools, man, you better make sure that those tickets are all in one place at one time in the vault, not in somebody else's hands, because you know what? She could have easily switched that ticket out. You don't know. But here's a shocking thing. It was a $656 million pool. And the win entitles her to $105 million in cash. Where'd the other $500 million go? That's my question. The tax, Uncle Sam, man, he always got his hands out, don't he? Anyways, here's a guy that I don't have to worry about. If we won the lotto, we'd be partying in Barbados together. I'm going to welcome to the show right now one of my buddies, Sean Lively. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scott. It's good to be back.
Now, those of you who don't know Sean Lively, he was one of the head coaches, here in the Valley. He used to coach at Higley High School, one of my boys back in the running days. But he packed up and moved back to Michigan, took a job at Macomb Community College as a assistant basketball coach for the women's program there, and, had some success this past season. So let's talk about your transition, bro.
To be honest, it's one of the best things I've ever done professionally, you know, as an educator and as a coach, to finally break that, you know, through that fence as a high school coach into the college ranks, whether it's junior college or just any college team, and to move back to the Midwest, you know, where I'm originally from. It feels really good, you know, to put in my time in the high school ranks and do everything I could do there. I thought there's a lot of different things I wanted to do. I've always wanted to coach college basketball and kind of, you know, work my way up there, and through my connections was able to get an assistant position back in Michigan. And it was an unbelievable experience. It's totally different. It's completely different from the high school level. As Scott, you know, now you're coaching, you know, junior college basketball as well. I think that some people and some coaches just are meant to do something different, not necessarily stay at the high school level, not saying it's beneath me or you or us. But I think that some people are meant to go and do different things. And I thought that was me eventually. And, to go on and to be an assistant coach for my old college coach at St. Mary's College, Jay Ritchie, I want to give him some props. I mean, the guy's been around high school and college basketball in the Midwest for, you know, 30 years. He's an unbelievable coach, and he gave me the opportunity to be his assistant. And, I've coached girls basketball before in the past, in Michigan and in Arizona. And, I jumped at the opportunity when I moved home. And it's eye-opening how much you can actually get done as a coach and how much fun you can have, as an assistant at the junior college level, and how much freedom you have recruiting, scouting, and, you know, going to practice every day and going to games every day and not having to worry about all the other stuff. And I'm not trying to sound too negative, but when your athletic director supports you 100% no matter what you do, and your head coach is behind you 100%, and, you know, you're the kids on your team, it's about one thing, and it is about winning and being a good person and developing into the best academic student that you could possibly be and move on. Because, you know, the junior college level, it's 2 years and you're gone.
Right.
But we have the affordability to give kids full rides, whether it's tuition and books or something like that. And, you know, there's a different expectation and a standard that, you know, you're working together as a team, coach and players, to be the best you can be, you know, just in high school too.
Now you guys have had some serious success, you know, this year. I mean, you guys, we've been talking back and forth about, you know, the fact that we won the ACCA championship and went to the final, went to the Elite Eight, missed out on the Final Four by four points, man. I tell you what, the Final Four is like a bane to my existence. Man, I cannot get to the Final Four. It's frustrating. But anyways, man, you guys had some great success this year. Let's talk a little bit about your program and how you guys did this year.
The program, you know, Jay Ritchie's been there. This was his third year, and just getting better record-wise every year, you know, concerning wins and losses. This year, we finished this overall regular season at 27-3, and then we ended up losing our last two games of the season, so we were 27-5. But we won our Eastern Conference, the MCCAA. That was never done at Macomb before. We were 17-1 in our conference, which was never done before. We lost in the championship game to the Western Conference champion by one. So, you know, just the fact that we got there and we battled was big for our program. And we are able to, you know, look at different recruits and sign those big names that could possibly go play Division One, Two, or Three basketball. But now they want to go to Macomb, and you know they want to have that success, and they want to be able to play. So that's what we can offer at Macomb, is that opportunity to play right away as a freshman and sophomore before you choose to go play Division One, Two, or Three basketball, and you can save a lot of money. You know, we and unfortunately lost in our first playoff game to go to the national tournament. We were the number one seed, and like a lot of number one seeds in your conference tournament, you know, unfortunately they go down. You know,
you see
Kentucky and you see Syracuse, and you see
Duke's
a lot of teams.
Home, aren't they?
Duke, yeah, Duke. I mean, you see a lot of college teams that have been really solid all season long, and they go down in that first game. And you know, sometimes a college season can take a lot out of you. It's not high school where it's, you know, 18 to 22 games. You're talking about 35 to 40 games.
35 games this year.
And we started honestly open gyms back in you know, September, August, and we went nonstop until, you know, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's like a business, I tell you.
So it's a lot of work, yeah, but it's very enjoyable, and the freedom, it's just it's everything I ever expected and wanted.
I tell you what, it's fun, and I'm glad to see that you're happy. I'm glad to see you're coaching college ball, man. You and I have been bouncing text messages back and forth all season. I know that during your season, you were a lot colder than I was.
I was back in, you know, trying to figure out how to live through the winter again back in Detroit.
Yeah, I know your blood got thinned out, and then you went home. That wasn't smart, bro.
I had a big snow, you know, winter coat jacket that I always wore.
Bet you did. All right. Well, hey, you know what? This is you know, another program. We're done here. I mean, we're inside of a minute, and I just want to say thanks to all the listeners. I want to thank my guests, Coach Roger Lefebvre, for coming on and joining us. Good luck over at La Jolla Community High School. Also, congratulations to Coach Aaron Windler. Good luck to you, my friend, over at Mountain Point. Sean, thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome.
John Perryman, thanks for calling in and having a couple questions for our guests. And thank you for listening. You know, I do this show for you. Hopefully we're getting you the stuff that you want to hear about. In the next couple weeks, next week we're going to talk to Matt Harris, athletic director at Rancho Solano High School. We're also going to be talking about Westwind Prep and what's going on with the prep programs here in the state of Arizona, and how prep high school is starting to grow and change the landscape of high school ball. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Lovely. I want to say thanks and leave it better than you found it. We're out of here. Peace.
The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.